Get ready to be captivated and intrigued as we delve into my life of spirits and all things paranormal. Join me, your host, Jay Lane, on The Laneway to Spirit as I share my stories and personal experiences in the hopes of inspiring others to explore their own spirituality. Grab your favorite mug and settle in, and let's get started. Hello and welcome to Laneway to Spirit. I wanted to talk about the ghost of Gravenhurst Opera House today because I had such a freaky experience there, but in a good way, of course. But it was many years ago. It was a Labor Day weekend, and Gravenhurst was very first stop of my northern tour. And one of the very first shows was at the Gravenhurst Opera House, and it was beautiful. We got there, and I was so excited to see my name up on the mezzanine because I'd never experienced my name up in lights before. And so we had to get there early to prepare for the evening's event. And so upon entering, we were welcomed by a few guys. One was James, the other Brian, and of course it was this guy Martin, who's the sound man, who had met us there for the sound check before the show. And as a group, I have to tell you, I did not feel that we were alone. We were not alone. Now, the history of the Gravenhurst Opera House has a resident ghost by the name of Ben. And I believe it was Ben that we kind of met shortly after we arrived. And Ben used to be an employee of the Opera House who was really well known for being a mischievous ghost. And he used to close doors, he used to play with lights, that kind of thing. And after a brief introduction, my team and I were guided to the stage area. And so I'd mentioned to Kate, my then assistant, that I felt that I had a ghost there, and I was greeted by someone by the name of Walter, as he called himself. And this ghost was insistently following me. Like, it was almost like he was on a mission to follow me. And she thought maybe that was Ben, you know, the Opera House ghost. And I said, this is Walter, and a very bothersome Walter too. And we laughed about that because, I mean, I could not get rid of this feeling. And so we were led to the stage area, and as we're walking through to go towards the stage, the door to a doorway I was going through closed. And it was, though it was meant to close right in my face. And thankfully, a team member was there, and he happened to grab the door before he hit me. And so we talked about Ben thinking that he might be responsible for that little stunt, you know, the door suddenly closing without being prompted, because, you know, there's so many people after all that had gone through that very same experience. And so I didn't feel like I was alone or singled out in that. And so it was time for sound check. And so I finally assumed my position that I was going to be standing on stage. And we were going over the intros and the music with Martin, and I continued as if I was doing a live show. And Kate, who was sitting in the back row of the Opera House, asked me to move around on the stage so she could see the effectiveness of the lighting. But out of nowhere, I had this, like, such a weird urge to dance, like this frog on Bugs Bunny. I don't know if you've ever heard of Michigan J. Frog from the Bugs Bunny cartoon show. I don't know if you remember this song, Hello My Baby. And so I remember that song when I was younger. And so this little frog would pop out of a box and sing this song. Well, that's all I can hear in my head. And I could see in my mind's eye this little frog on stage dancing with his little hat and his cane. So I decided to kind of imitate him. And here I am on stage dancing like an idiot. And if you don't know who that frog is, I'm going to attach a video at the end of this podcast. But once you watch it and you see how he's dancing, you're going to have a good laugh. Once I stopped dancing, Martin had signaled to me that we were going to go through an entire run as if we were live. So I started all over after my little dance, and the sound check was amazing, and it was time to leave so that we can finally get ready for the show. So we grabbed a bite to eat, and we went off to our hotel. We got ready, and it was showtime. I was so excited to be there. The people of Gravenhurst were amazing. They welcomed me with open arms. I immediately felt a rapport and a comfort with that crowd, and their validation. Oh my God, their validations were amazing. But about 30 minutes into the show, I kind of felt a tug, and there he was. It was freaking Walter. Oh my God. And so he was back, and he was showing me this time pontoons of his plane. And he talked about having to change them. So I told the audience that I was being harassed by the essence of Walter and that he had been talking about his plane. And a woman raised her hand, and she was so happy to tell me that her dad, Walter, flew planes and that she knew inside her heart that it was him. I started to tell her that he was showing me this very difficult landing, and she recalled that difficult landing, and she knew right away. She says, oh my God, that is him. And I told her all of a sudden that now I'm seeing Snoopy in the Red Baron, and I could see Snoopy, you know, with his invisible machine gun and the sound of bullets, like da, 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 da. And I'm telling her this, and I'm so animated, and she's so shocked. She immediately validated that she had bought him that exact stuffed toy of Snoopy and the Red Baron. And with that little scarf and the little hat with the little glasses. And she said that he had actually been buried with this stuffed toy that she bought him 4 weeks before he died. She was so happy. She knew it was her dad. We all knew it was Walter, her dad. And I thanked her so much. You know, I thanked her so much for validating that. And she was just so excited. And we were so excited also to have him show up. And I always feel such a warmth and gratitude knowing that, you know, these spirits are able to reach the people that are there for them. So, of course, the show continued on, person after person, getting details and personal information about their loved ones. And it just felt so good to have received so many messages from the other side. And at wrap up, I finally announced to the crowd that I would join them for a 1 hour meet and greet. And I love to hear people's reactions and stories after the show, because to be honest, I don't get to hear it that often. So after the show, the woman whose father, Walter, came through, approached me and thanked me for channeling her father. And she mentioned that she had asked him very specifically earlier that morning to go bug Jay and to follow her everywhere. And I said, oh my God. And I laughed. And of course, I wasn't surprised at all, but I called Kate over, who was standing just nearby, to come and share the story of Walter, who greeted us earlier that day and when we had arrived for sound check. Kate told her about Walter and how he was always hanging around, and we started to laugh about that. And then that woman asked me if I could look at something for her. And as she asked, she pulled out this little antique stuffed toy animal from her purse. And it was Michigan J Frog. It was the same little frog that I had imitated earlier that day on stage. And Kate almost fell over, and I almost fell over. It was like, oh my God. It was Walter. It was Walter all along. And I was positive now that it was Walter who had danced with me on stage to, hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. I knew it was him. And we were so astounded. Oh my God, it was so wild. After that meet and greet, we left. The end of the evening was the most beautiful. I had stayed at a bed and breakfast called Days at the Lake. And the food was amazing. Everything was amazing. But the next day, Kate and I woke up and we decided to go to town to get some tea and coffee. And on the way back, there was this huge local yard sale. And so we decided that we would go check it out. And we're just snooping around, and lo and behold, what was there? The Red Baron's airplane, and it was in plain view. And it was one of the yard sale items, but we both looked at each other, and we knew that Walter was still hanging around. We looked at each other, and we knew without a doubt that Walter's spirit was indeed still with us until we left later that day. Thank you so much for listening in today. I hope you enjoyed my story. Until next time, we'll talk to you again real soon. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening in. I hope you enjoyed today's Laneway to Spirit. To learn more about me, visit my website at mediumjlane.com or my socials on Facebook and Instagram.